Glory be to God. Say this with me. The Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love. Father, we thank you that you watch over your word to perform it. Father, we thank you that through Christ, we are more than conquerors. We are more than overcomers. Father, we thank you that you lead us and guide us by your Spirit. Father, I ask you to give me utterance tonight as we look into your word by your Spirit and to give us ears to hear in the name of Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 10. We're talking about the origin of sickness. There are some people who can't quite grasp that sickness doesn't come from God. But sickness does not come from God. Acts chapter 10, verse 38 is a clear statement as to the origin, the source, the cause, or we could say the father of sickness. Let's look here at Acts 10, 38. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And what did Jesus do? He went about doing good. He didn't go about doing bad. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And several word studies say that means, and especially or specifically, the good that he did was healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, that's pretty clear. You know, there are scriptures in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, that without study are confusing or hazy or unclear. But this isn't one of them. This is crystal clear. You don't take a crystal clear scripture and try to muddy it. I remember years ago, many years ago, some people came to church and they told me that they had a Bible study in their home, and whoever had been teaching it wasn't anymore, and would I consider doing it? So I said that I would, and I went there, and I told them what we were going to talk about, and I had a lesson all prepared, and we got there, and the first thing somebody said was, did Adam have blood? I said, we're not going there. I said, that's a dumb question. I said, we're here to study the Bible. Why wouldn't Adam have blood? Where would you get a question like that? If he didn't have blood, he was dead. We're here to look at clear scriptures, not stuff like that. I mean, I couldn't hardly believe it. So today we're going to look at some of those cloudy scriptures and apply light to it. Now, from the natural standpoint, it's difficult for people to understand or to remember, let me put it that way, to remember that many of the laws governing the earth today came into being through the fall of man. When Adam sinned and the curse came upon the earth, and Satan became the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us, it says, the God, G-O-D, small god of this world, the King James says, better translation, the god of this age, the god of this eon, the god of this time. You remember when Jesus came upon some demon-possessed people, the demons screamed out and they said, Jesus, thou Son of God, have you come to torment us before the time? There's a time. And when the devil's time is up, and his time will be up when Adam's time was up. Because God gave what Satan now has to Adam. God didn't make Satan the god of this world. So let's look back at Genesis chapter 1. We need to be absolutely positive that sickness is not from God. You know, you'll never stand fast in your healing if you doubt that it's God's will to heal you. You can't. Genesis chapter 1, we see that God created man and put him in the Garden of Eden. And he put man in charge of the garden, and later on we realize he put him in charge of the whole earth. So Genesis 1:26 says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." That word is rota, and it means to rule, to dominate, to tread down. That word's found 27 times in the Bible. It's translated 13 times rule. So he said, let man rule. It's translated dominion 9 times, take twice, reign once. Let's read the rest of this. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them, not just him, them have dominion. Let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Now, some people like to joke and say, well, you know, the devil is a creep. Well, the devil is a creep, but that's not referring to the devil here. A better translation is all the creatures that crawl on the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them, male and female. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Now, let's turn over to Psalm chapter 8. Psalm chapter 8. So God gave man dominion over the animal kingdom. So that certainly is more proof that we're not animals. Amen. Psalm chapter 8, verse 4 says this. What is man? You know, there are several words in the Hebrew translated man. Mankind, and the name Adam is translated man for a long time in the beginning, as well as Adam. But this man means a mortal man, hence a man in general. So it's not talking here about a specific man. See, some people want to deny the Bible or the authority that we have, so they want this to mean just Jesus. But this is man in general. So what is man that you are mindful of him, that you think about him? You know, the Bible says God thinks about us. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good. They give you a good end and a hope and a future. Care about him. Why does God care about man? And then it goes on, and the son of man. And that word is Adam. That's a different word than in the first clause. And the son of man, the son of Adam. That you visit him. Watch over him. Care for him. For you've made him a little lower than the angels. And that word is Elohim in the Hebrew. We'll come back to that. Maybe you know what Elohim means and whether you don't, but it doesn't mean angels. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. Hallelujah, we're crowned with glory and honor. Not honor from man, but honor from God. And you've made him to have dominion, not just over the fish. You know, I don't want dominion particularly over the fish. You've made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You've put a few things under his feet. No, all things. So God says, everything that he's made on this earth, he's given to man to have dominion over. That's pretty good. God thinks higher of man sometimes than we think of ourselves. God trusts man. You made him to have dominion. Now that's not the same word as in Genesis. This is a little bit different word. And it's M-A-W-S-H-A-L. So it'd be like if you were Chester, you'd say Masha Dillon. See? It's almost the same word. Now, I don't know whether we got the word Marshall from that or not, but when you first look at it, you think it's Marshall. And it means rule. Gave him to be the ruler, to have dominion, to be the governor, it's translated, to have power. So he gave it to man, and he said he's put all things under man's feet. Well, we are the only man's feet today that has authority. Amen? Because we're the body of Christ.